Now, I'm going to weave a little tale for you, only it's a true tale, and it's happening right now, and this is really a cool story. It's going to be technical, so some of you out there, I hope your eyes don't glaze over, just bear with me. I think you'll understand the implications of what I'm about to tell you, even if you don't understand the technical details. I come to you tonight sunburned and stiff, very stiff. My whole body is stiff. And it's because I have been, along with a construction crew and a whole bunch of guys, putting up this incredible antenna that I'm about to tell you about. This is really an unbelievable story. Many of you know I'm a ham operator. And, I don't know, a year ago, maybe less, I thought it would be a really cool idea to put up a monster antenna. So I did. A 1,000-foot loop. Pretty high up in the air. And some pretty unusual things happened when I put up that loop. I noted out of nowhere, just slightly in excess of 300 volts appeared to be developing out of the air, out of the ether. People have suggested the power lines were coupling. People have suggested, you know, it's like a capacitor to the earth. People have suggested a million different things, but nobody really can explain it. Nobody. Well, over the last several days, well, let me go back a little bit. I read a book about one of the most famous amateur radio operators, famous hams in all of history. His name was Don C. Wallace, W6AM, and that's how I decided to start trying to build these giant antennas. I read that book, and the man was a genius. The man... He put up these rhombic antennas, these monster antennas that were designed to be very narrow and worldwide, zero in on a country on the other side of the earth. You know, 1,100-foot antennas, big antennas. So, inspired by him, I put up this 1,000-foot loop. Besides being an incredible antenna, this antenna had about 300 volts out of nowhere. It still has 300 volts. Well, actually, it has 400 now. You see, over the last few days, I made a really incredible modification to this antenna that would appear to truly defy the laws of physics as we understand them as they relate to antennas. Okay? Here's what I did. I moved the top loop, this 1,000-foot circumference loop, and by the way, you can see it on the Coast to Coast AM website. I've taken some photographs, one hanging out the door of a helicopter. I was hanging out the door of a helicopter with my camera, taking photographs of this antenna at my location where I live. It was fun. You know me and flying. I love flying. Hanging out the door, actually they took the door off, so I had a seatbelt on, and I just hung out and took the photos. All right, so I had a construction crew in here over the last several days, and we together built this monster that we now have. We extended the current, the poles that hold this large antenna, 1,000 feet around, to 70 feet in the air, and we put the top loop 1,000 feet around at 70 feet. And then we did something that hasn't been done, I guess, in a lot of years. We put a second 1,000-foot loop at 63 feet all the way around, fed in parallel, fed in phase. Here's where it's going to get a little technical, but bear with me for those who do understand it, because I have a question. This antenna now exhibits about 400 volts. 400 volts. Now, bear in mind, we're further away from the power lines than ever. Now it's about 400 volts coming out of the ether. I don't know where it's coming from. Nobody does. Power company was supposed to come over here. I've got elements of AC and DC on that line at 400 volts, elements of both. And then we put this antenna on the air last night, late, about dark. When we did, we began to get signal reports that were just unbelievable. And I mean unbelievable. I mean 20 or 25 decibels greater than the night before. at about 30 different locations, some with measuring with careful test gear, you know, commercial test gear, that kind of thing. There is no way on God's green earth, or even our brown desert where I am, that such a thing should be possible. That's an impossible amount of gain. In fact, really, there shouldn't be any gain at all. However, I read Don C. Wallace's book. Actually, Jan Perkins wrote the book about W6AM Don Wallace. And in that book, several times he kept mentioning, run another wire about 6 or 7 feet under your current wire, and you will see an incredible amount of gain that there's really no documentation for. But I'm telling you, it's true as it relates to the rhombics he put up. So I thought, well, then why not with a, if you can do it with a giant rhombic, then why not do it with a giant loop? And I did. And the results are inexplicable in terms of the voltage being gleaned from the ether, in terms of the signal reports, the incredible signal reports. So this is what I've been doing the last few days. This is why I'm sunburned, all red in the face right now. It was an incredible project, and I want to give you a sense of it. So if you'll go to coasttocoastam.com, you'll see some on the front page about Art's Antenna Project. Click on that, and then click through the two or three pages of photographs. The first photograph is one taken from the air, hanging out of that helicopter. The second one is of some of the construction. You'll see the big cranes and man lifts and stuff we had here doing, putting together this incredible antenna over the last several days. What we have here, I'm telling you right now, defies the laws of physics as we understand them. So we now have a 2,000-foot antenna, 1,000 each in parallel at 70 and 63 feet respectively, and that's what you're going to be looking at up there. So we've got voltage out of nowhere, and we're going to test and see what kind of current we can get. I guess we're going to go ahead and do the tests. I'm dying of curiosity the same way everybody else is. Of course, I've disposed of this voltage just by taking it to DC ground. And so it bleeds off before it gets in here and damages anything. But, you know, this is important, potentially really important. These photographs are worth taking a look at. And Lex Lonehood put them up in good high definition so you can get a pretty good look at them. So that's what I've been doing, and I'm very extremely pleased, of course, with all of this, and I was gambling. I had just read in the book about Don Wallace that he did this years ago and had spectacular results, and it's like the world forgot about it. Nobody documented it. Nobody knew exactly why it was occurring, and so they sort of ignored it. But I thought, you know, in every other way, this guy knew exactly what he was talking about. The guy was brilliant. So why wouldn't he know what he was talking about when it came to this? And so I gave it a try. And the results are absolutely spectacular. It's something to investigate.